Welcome to Sleep Soundly, or Sleep Like a Child. This program is copyright 2010 by Brian Toter and Wizard Marketing Corporation, all rights reserved, worldwide. This is Brian Toter, professional certified hypnotist. Realize that hypnosis is 100% safe and you cannot and will not do anything against your will. If at any time you wish to come out of hypnosis, just open your eyes. It's just that simple, as you cannot get stuck in a hypnotic trance. This recording is for educational purposes only. It is not meant to dispense any medical or psychological information or advice. On this program, we are going to do hypnosis or autogenic training to help you fall into a gentle, calm, and natural sleep. Not being able to sleep can be very frustrating. This program will allow you to sleep like a baby, and even if you don't fall asleep the very first time you listen to this, the benefits you'll gain from the deep relaxation you'll experience will provide you with the much-needed rest and recuperation that your body needs. While listening to this program, you should be in a safe and comfortable position without distractions. You should not drive or operate machinery while listening to this program. Realize that you can listen to this program at any time that you are in a safe and comfortable position. And I would suggest using headphones to listen to this program. Let's begin. Now lie down and get into a safe and comfortable position. Legs uncrossed with your arms at your sides. Take a deep breath and exhale. Take another deep breath and exhale. Good. Now, just let yourself go. Relax as much as you can. Listen to my voice and focus your attention on my voice and close your eyes. And with your eyes comfortably closed, roll your eyes gently upwards as if you were looking out through your eyebrows. You will hear my voice at all times. You are going to feel a pleasantly wonderful feeling of total relaxation come over you. Relax your arms. Relax your legs. Relax your entire body. Relax the muscles around your eyes, your jaw, your chin. Just let your jaw and chin sag. Now, think about your breathing and feel your breathing. Feel the expansion and contractions of your lungs and chest. Feel the slow, comfortable pattern of your breathing. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxation. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxation. Calm, relaxation. Peaceful, calm, relaxation. Think of your feet relaxing, relaxation, flowing into the instep, the heel, the toes, and ankles, all relaxing, pleasantly relaxing. And as the relaxation flows into the ankles, your calves begin to relax. A comfortable, pleasant relaxation. As the calves and thighs begin to feel loose and limp and relaxed.
from the hip to the toe. Your legs will feel pleasantly heavy, pressing down. A comfortable, pleasantly heavy feeling. Your legs, right and left, relaxed. You will begin to notice this pleasant relaxation flowing from your legs to the stomach muscles. A feeling of liquid relaxation as the stomach muscles will just seem to let go and relax. This feeling of liquid relaxation will just flow into the small of the back, and those muscles will become loose and limp and relaxed, pleasantly heavy. Your spine will begin to feel as though it's filled with a warm, glowing liquid fluid flowing from the tip of your neck to the pelvic area. This warm glow will spread throughout and relax the entire back, the upper back and shoulder area, mid back, and the small of the back, the pelvic area. Your entire body begins to feel comfortably pleasant, comfortably relaxed, as you begin to feel calm and relaxed, as your arms just seem to hang from the body, loose, limp, and relaxed. From the shoulder to the fingertips, the biceps, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers, all loose, limp, relaxed, comfortable. The shoulder muscles, the neck muscles, the tiny muscles inside the throat will just completely relax. Just let go, melt with relaxation. This is your time to relax. You've earned it. Take your time to relax and just let go more and more and more. All the tension and stress from everyday living just seems to flow from your body. The jaw muscles will become loose as the tiny muscles around the lids of your eyes will feel so heavenly, pleasantly relaxed. Your mind will relax, and you will feel as if you are in a dreamy state, physically and mentally relaxed. Feel good. It's so good to let go and relax more and more and more. Relax your mind. Listen to my voice. With each breath you take, with each word I say, you relax more and more. I want you to relax. This is the time to relax. You will be completely relaxed at all times. Your body is relaxed and comfortable. Your mind is relaxing. Every bit of worry, every bit of care, all concerns fade into the distance. Fading, fading away, fading away, leaving your mind free, resting at peace. Your mind is free, resting and at peace. All of your troubles, all of your cares, all of your worries are fading, fading away, fading into the distance. You're calm and at peace. This is the time to relax. Your time to relax. You're just resting, just relaxing, feeling calm, comfortable, and pleasant. Now, think of your legs. From the hip to the toe, right and left. The thigh muscles are the largest muscles in the body, the largest and the easiest to relax. Just imagine the thighs letting go. Let the thigh muscles press down, becoming heavy with pleasant relaxation. This pleasant, comfortable relaxation flows gently into the knees, and you can feel the knee joints loosening, and the kneecaps may even begin to feel as if they're just floating there, relaxing more and more as the calves become loose and limp and comfortable. The calf muscles become loose, limp, comfortable. Complete relaxation. The ankles and the feet relax. The ankles, the heels, the instep, the toes completely relax. Totally relaxed. As this feeling of pleasant relaxation comes over you, it becomes more complete, more pleasant. You will experience less and less feeling, less and less sensation with each and every word I say. With each and every breath you take, your mind relaxes, your body relaxes, and you will experience pleasant sensations, sensations of total, complete, pleasant, comfortable relaxation. Pleasant sensations of calmness will flow throughout your entire body. Your mind will be at peace. You will have wonderful mental and physical sensations. Contented thoughts will flow into your mind as a calm relaxation will flow through your body. It feels good. Let go more and more. This is your time to relax. You want it to happen. You know it will happen. Let it happen. Relax. Feel calm. Calm. And now, if you wish to experience the maximum degree of total mental and physical relaxation, focus your attention on my voice. Listen. Listen to my voice. You deserve the benefits you will receive from complete relaxation. Complete relaxation can only be achieved when your body is motionless, devoid of any movement. Your muscles, your limbs loose, limp, relaxed. Complete relaxation means the complete absence of all movement. Complete relaxation means no activity. This is what you want. This is what you desire. The more motionless you are, the more success you will achieve. The more still your body becomes, the more your mind will accept. And it's physically impossible to be nervous or tense when your body is completely relaxed. Now, listen to the numbers that I count and relax even more. 1. Think of the tips of your toes. You begin to feel a profound relaxation come over you, remaining still, motionless. Relaxation drifts and expands into the instep, the heel, the ankles, your feet, right and left, loose, limp, relaxed. The ankles relax. You feel the relaxation flowing, drifting, moving up into the calf muscles. Your calves may feel slightly heavy, pleasantly comfortable, pressing down. The knees relax, completely relax. 2. Focus your attention on the thighs and notice how relaxed they've become. The thighs, being the largest and heaviest muscles in the body, have a tendency to press down when they relax. Very pleasantly comfortable. Now, from the hip to the toe, the thigh, the calves, the knees, the feet, totally relaxed. 3. This pleasant feeling of relaxation overflows into the stomach and pelvic areas, relaxing as it flows, leaving your stomach muscles loose, limp, relaxed, very comfortable. As the stomach muscles become loose and relaxed, this relaxation spreads into the small of the back, and that area also becomes pleasantly relaxed. You are aware of your back pressing down, down. You feel the muscles surrounding your spine just letting go, framed with relaxation. 4. Notice your breathing, slow, deep, regular. While you inhale relaxation and exhale calm, calm, pleasant relaxation. 5. Think of your arms, from the shoulder to the fingertips, the biceps, forearms, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers. You begin to notice the arms feeling heavy as they seem to just hang from the body, resting beside you in a comfortable repose. 6. Think of your shoulder muscles, the neck muscles, completely, effortlessly relaxed. Now, the facial muscles, the muscles around your chin, the mouth, the nose, the eyes becoming so very, very relaxed. Your worries, your cares from everyday living seem so far, far away, so distant, so very unimportant. 7. Calm. Feel calm. 8. 9. 10. Let go. Relax your mind. Let go. First, the right half, and now, the left. Let go. Your arms are heavy with relaxation. Let go. Your legs are loose, limp, relaxed. Pressing down, feeling pleasantly heavy. Your arms and your legs are comfortable. You don't wish to move them. It's too much effort. with each breath you take, with each beat of your heart, you become more and more relaxed.
Now, remaining relaxed, with your eyes comfortably closed, realize that at the end of the day, it's quite natural to have thoughts of the day that's past, of the day that's to come, images, voices, reflecting on the day, planning out tomorrow, and yet, as you lie there, listening to these words, you can just notice what it's like for those thoughts to slow down, to just think each thought a little slower. That's it. And how your internal voice can just begin to slow down and become a little deeper, a little softer. And those images can just soften and drift away. Drift away from you a little as you notice how still your body can be. And a part of you can just start to feel very sleepy, while a part of you can continue to think slowly and deeply. That's it. About how the body knows when it's time to rest, and how it naturally lets you know after a long day that there could be nothing nicer than sliding into bed, smiling at the good, warm comfort of it, the feeling of a deep, satisfied sigh. That's it. And as your body begins to relax deeply, you might notice certain changes happening all by themselves. Your breathing can deepen, your facial muscles can soften, and your mind can become quieter. That's it. And you might notice where in your body it feels the most comfortable. Perhaps a hand or a foot, your stomach or chest. Some place in your body that feels so very nice and comfortable. And you can notice how that comfort can grow and spread, soothing and easing as it moves, flowing throughout your body. How it can really relax those arms, relax those shoulders, those hands, those fingertips. That's it. Letting those neck muscles know it's time to relax. The muscles of the scalp, of the jaw, the little muscles around the eyes. As you really notice that comfort, and you might notice how much the mind can really slow down, the space between the thoughts. Noticing the muscles of the back beginning to relax deeply. That's it. How easy and deep that breathing can be, giving the digestive system, the liver, the kidneys, all the internal organs a chance to do their job well. As you get some good recuperative rest, those legs, feet, toes all have some well-deserved time off, and you can really enjoy that. Like lying in the shade on a warm summer afternoon beneath a strong tall tree, the gentle movement of the branches. Sunlight filtering through, gazing into the patterns, the call of a bird, breathing in that good clean air, and noticing the shadows of that tree, cooling and shading all of you but those feet, and how those feet can just playfully enjoy the warmth of the sun. And as the rest of you enjoys the cooling refreshment of that shade, those feet can really enjoy the rest of that warmth and feel that comfort as you begin to drift off. Because as you lie there, shaded by that tree, you might imagine gazing up at that canopy above, how you could allow those imagined eyes to close once more. That's it. To just notice the sounds of that summer afternoon, the temperature of the air against your skin, the ground supporting you. That's it. As you drift deeper into the reality of that experience, your mind might wander about times when people feel very sleepy, perhaps as a child, in the back of a car, late at night, on a long journey, a long, long journey, passing under those streetlights, the light in the car becoming brighter and dimmer, the gentle feeling of the car turning to the left, to the right, and just as a child curling up, glimpsing a few stars, the sounds of cars passing by, then fading into the distance, the flash of their headlights, thoughts of the day, thoughts of tomorrow, the rhythm of that journey, turning to the left, turning to the right, traveling up a hill, thoughts about nothing in particular, and how, as a child, we just drift off to sleep, very naturally, and when it's time, it just happens so naturally, all by itself. And at other times, someone might tell us a story. And our imagination can enjoy riding on that story, a fairy tale, an adventure. And it becomes a simple bridge into the realm of dreams and sleep. And once upon a time, there was a clever young lad on the long, long walk home from his grandfather's house. And how that boy is looking forward to being back home after his long day, so he can feel all snug and cozy in his bed, where he can sleep deeply. And the way home takes him right through a deep dark forest. And the boy, thinking of how he's going to feel so, so comfortable and sleepy when he gets home. And as he follows the narrow path through the middle of the forest, is suddenly confronted with the looming figure of a huge ogre in his path. And that great ogre looks down at the boy and laughs and roars, "Hey, it's a long time since I had a boy for my dinner, and I think I'll boil you up in my pot this very night." And the boy, gazing up at that giant ogre beneath the canopy of leaves, is thinking about something other than sleep right now. He is using all his wits to think about how to escape, and being the clever boy that he is, does something very clever indeed. "Mr. Ogre," he says, "you know not who you are speaking to, for I am the strongest boy in the world. In fact, I am stronger than any man, any woman, and even stronger than any ogre." And the ogre looks down at that small boy and begins to laugh uproariously. "Mr. Ogre," says the boy, "I see you are not taking me seriously. I shall therefore offer you a challenge of strength. Are your puny muscles able to squeeze a stone so hard that a liquid flows from it?" The ogre snarls back that he could squeeze water from any stone if he wanted to, and so the clever boy picks up a stone and offers it to the ogre, who angrily snatches it, and the ogre squeezes and grunts and squeezes. But try as he might, no water comes out, and the exhausted ogre gives up. And as he does, the boy, secretly, takes out the egg that he has had in his pocket all the time. "My turn," says the boy. And taking the stone from the panting ogre, he squeezes the stone and the egg together over the ogre's hand, and the ogre, disconcerted, feels the liquid on his hand and looks at the boy with new eyes. "Perhaps you are stronger than you look," growls the ogre, "but I would like to offer you my own challenge. Stay with me in my cave tonight, and in the morning we shall test if you are as strong as you claim." And the boy, having little choice in the matter, smiles his most confident smile and follows the ogre home to his cave through an arched opening of higgledy-piggledy rocks, and they both go down inside the deep dark cave. And that night, deep inside the cave, our clever hero, so tired after the day's events, prepares to sleep. But that ogre is not to be trusted, so he decides he will not go to sleep in the bed that the ogre has prepared for him, but in a quiet, dark corner. And in the bed, he carefully wraps his pillow in the blanket, and it looks like he is sleeping deeply. And as he begins to drift into a deep sleep in his corner, he half sees the ogre approach the bed and smash it 7 times with a huge wooden club. Sleepily, the boy watches the ogre go back to bed, and with a little smile, knows he can feel safe for the night, and begins to relax and fall sound asleep. and in the morning, feeling bright-eyed and refreshed, after a surprisingly good night's sleep, the boy awakens the ogre to ask about his test and remarks to the ogre that there must have been a mosquito in the cave because he was bitten 7 times during the night, and the ogre, astonished and now more than a little afraid, desperately challenges the boy to go outside and stand immobile while the ogre throws a giant rock at him, telling him he mustn't flinch an inch. And the clever lad agrees, but only on condition that he, as the guest, can first throw a rock at the ogre. And as the boy picks up a very small rock, the ogre sneers at him. "You'll never hurt me with that, boy." But the boy just steadily backs out of the cool shade of the cave and into the warm light of the morning, and telling the ogre to be still, he lifts the small rock above his head, and with all his might, he flings it not at the ogre, but at the roof of the entrance to the cave, dislodging the keystone. So the piled up stones and rocks suddenly form an avalanche of rock tumbling down, and the entrance to the cave collapses, completely sealing the howling ogre inside, and the clever boy, breathing a deep, deep sigh of relief, with a lightness in his step, continues on his journey home. And that's it, wondering where your imagination will take you, feeling that comfort setting all thoughts to rest, and just how deeply can that body rest and sleep. Images, that creative mind, glimpses of the dreams to come. And you can you not, breathe deeply without thinking about it. And just as when your body needs food, you automatically feel hungry, and just when your body needs water, you automatically feel thirsty, so when your body needs to sleep deeply and get some good restorative rest, you automatically feel very sleepy. That's it. And it's such a natural thing to float and wonder inside as you just let go with that lulling feeling of wanting to drift off to sleep. That's it, all the way, the journey home, riding on the wings of the imaginative mind, and tonight you can sleep very deeply. Sleep like a child, and be fascinated by the sights and sounds as you begin to dream, drifting deeper and deeper still. That's it. How to rest so deeply. A simple good and natural and deep, that's it, wonderfully deep, restorative sleep. That's it.